From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A massive rally against healthcare overhaul is underway in Nevada. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports organizers are expecting thousands of Tea Party activists. Unfortunately, we're experiencing some technical difficulties with Ina Jaffe's report, hoping to bring that to you shortly. Now, one of the biggest names at this rally is Sarah Palin. She's campaigning for her former presidential running mate, John McCain. Palin is campaigning with McCain this week for the first time since they were defeated in the 2008 election. President Obama's latest nominee to run the Transportation Security Agency is out. Retired Army Major General Robert Harding withdrew after questions surfaced over the defense contracting company he used to own. We have more details from NPR's Korva Coleman.
The general's firm, Harding Security Associates, had a contract with the federal government to provide interrogators in Iraq. That contract ended in 2004, earlier than the company expected. Harding Security Associates claimed its payment, but the Defense Department later ruled it claimed too much and needed to give back nearly $2 million. The company repaid the money. But late Friday night, General Harding said the distraction over the matter would be bad for the Obama administration, and he withdrew his nomination. Korva Coleman, NPR News, Washington.
The Palestinian leadership is looking for strong Arab backing against Israel's plans to keep building in East Jerusalem. Today, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told leaders attending the Arab League summit in Libya there will be no peace deal as long as Israel expands its settlements. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more on one of the most volatile disputes coming out of the Middle East.
Arab League official Hisham Youssef said the status of Jerusalem and the impact of Jewish settlements on restarting Mideast peace talks will dominate this year's summit. Having recently given their approval to indirect talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis, Arab leaders are now expected to resume their hardline opposition to any talks before Israel imposes a settlement freeze. Youssef said in the present circumstances, it's hard to envision even indirect negotiations resuming anytime soon. Palestinians hope that East Jerusalem will one day be the capital of a Palestinian state. Israel annexed East Jerusalem in 1980, having taken control of the entire city in the 1967 war. That annexation has never been recognized by the international community, including Israel's staunchest ally, the United States. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The winner in Iraq's parliamentary election, Aid Alawi, is pledging to work with all parties to form a coalition government. The incumbent is pledging to appeal. This is NPR. A student loan company is offering free credit monitoring as well as protection services to borrowers after suffering a major theft at its Minnesota headquarters. Education Credit Management says the names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of more than 3 million people were stolen about a week ago. The nonprofit says the data was on portable media. Eight men's college basketball teams are playing today and tomorrow for the chance to advance to the NCAA's Final Four in Indianapolis. NPR's David Folkenflik has this preview.
First up this afternoon, the giant killer and the epic survivor. Butler unceremoniously dumped top-ranked Syracuse, and Kansas State defeated Xavier in a bruising double overtime match that left even the winning players physically and emotionally drained. Butler and Kansas State are facing off in Salt Lake City. Saturday's second match pits the two top teams of the Eastern bracket against each other, the young and explosive top-seeded Kentucky against number 2 West Virginia with its dominant defense. The Elite Eight are rounded off by those playing Sunday, top-ranked Duke against Baylor and Michigan State against Tennessee. Duke and Michigan State are frequent visitors to the Final Four, but Baylor has never made it this far in the tournament before. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The lights will go out in cities across the United States tonight, 8:30 local time, in observance of Earth Hour. The event is aimed at raising awareness about global warming. Organizers are calling for a binding pact to slash greenhouse gas emissions. Thousands of cities in more than 100 countries are participating. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.